welcome to Totally Unrelated, episode 20. It's February 10th. It's Wednesday, I just realized. Made the mistake of announcing that it was a beautiful Thursday. And it would be a beautiful Thursday if it was Thursday, but it's Wednesday. And that's great because I'm always happy when I have the wrong day and I actually get a day back. You know, it sucks when you think it's Tuesday, but it's actually Wednesday. I thought it was Thursday, but it's actually Wednesday. It's like daylight savings when you fall back. Get that extra day. So I feel like I have a lot to accomplish today. It's hump day. A lot of good news. Sorry about not having an episode last week, but I was on the road, and it was much more taxing than I thought it would be. I did something I've never done before. I left. I was riding with another comedian, Steve Sabo, who was the headliner. He drove to Chicago and parked his car in my parking garage at 9:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. And we drove for 14 hours straight to Cold Springs, South Dakota. And or was it Hot Springs? I think it was Cold Springs. I'll double check that. But it was one of the two. It was a 14-hour drive, and it was pretty miserable, but not that bad. I mean, it would have been worse if I had left at 5 in the afternoon and tried to drive all the way through the night. I don't think I would have been able to put up with that. It was Hot Springs. Sorry about that. Hot Springs, South Dakota. But it was crazy because we left at 9:30, and I didn't even really get that tired. In fact, when we got to Hot Springs, I took a nap. We got to the hotel. It was a very nice motel. I know that sounds like an oxymoron. But in some of these smaller towns, the motels, by virtue, need to be very nice. And there's also like not a huge meth or crack epidemic, it seems like, in that part of the town. But it was an interesting endeavor to. I slept a lot on that Wednesday, tried to get a good nap in, and that kept me up, but I didn't really normalize my sleep until a couple days ago. And part of that reason was because after Hot Springs, we went to Wessington, and that was about a 5-hour drive. And then we went to Plum City, Wisconsin, and that was a 7-hour drive. So it was a lot of driving on the way back. But the best part was we were backtracking back towards Chicago. So the last day was only about a 5-hour drive. The last time I went on a run with Steve, we kept tracking further and further away. So the trip back was 21 hours, which I did nonstop. But that was grueling. By the time I got back, I realized I'll never do that again. I can't say never. It wouldn't be ideal to ever do that again. But when you've been gone for that long, that run was like 5 days. When you've been gone and driving that much, getting home suddenly becomes paramount. But this run was great. We had a great time. 3 sold out shows. First show in Hot Springs at JP's Family Restaurant. Thank you, John. First time I think they'd done comedy there, and it was packed, and they were great. They bought a lot of t-shirts, and we had a lot of fun. And then we went out with some of the people after the show to another bar, and I got to meet some people from FEMA. And there's an Indian reservation there that had some flooding and some damage. And so FEMA was up there providing assistance, and I met some really neat people. You know, so the first question I asked them was, what's the deal with the camps? And they had the same look on their face that I think every comedian gets when you say, oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke. It was such a cliche and expected phrase. But I realized, like, there's no power in saying exactly what people are expecting. Like, when I tell people my name is Adrian and they go, yo, Adrian, it's like, you're so original. I don't judge people, but I get that other people do. It's almost like mispronouncing someone's name. It's like nails on the chalkboard. But I got to know these people, and they're very proud of what they do. And I guess they make, a huge difference in the communities that they help. And I'm not going to help these people, so I'm glad somebody's there able to do that. And that was a lot of fun hanging out with people after the show. And it was nice because we were right next to the motel, so there was no need to drive. I had been drinking a little bit, and boy, I hadn't been drinking for a while, so it didn't take much. And slept like a baby that night, but we had to get up early and leave for Wessington, which was 5 hours east of Hot Springs. And Wessington is a special place, population of 200, and I think all but 11 people were at the show. Another sold-out show at the Sunset Tavern, I think it was. And it was packed. We had a great show. Lots of shirts sold. I think I sold close to a record, and that was nice. And we had a good time. That was about 15-minute drive back to the motel, which was a Super 8, and it was pretty. I mean, like, the bed was clean, the bathroom was clean, but the carpet, because it was like there's not a lot of paved parking lots in this part of town, or in that part of the state, I guess. There was just like dirt clods, just like randomly in the corners everywhere. It's like somebody was pushing the vacuum cleaner, but the vacuum cleaner was pushing the dirt clods into the corner, and it was just like, I don't know. I don't think I'm a germaphobe, but I stay in enough hotels and motels that I have an eye. Like, if you see this, then this can only be so good. But all in all, wasn't the worst night of sleep I ever got. But it wasn't great. Then we made our way to Plum City, Wisconsin, population of 600, to Molly's on Main. And we had a nice hotel there at the Cobblestone Inn. I mean, when I say nice, this place was like maybe 2 years old. Everything still smelled new. It was fantastic. My only complaint is that I like a shower that gets hot enough to burn my skin. That doesn't mean I want to burn my skin, but I'd like to be able to back it off, maybe 1 degree below burn my skin. But if the shower only goes up to like pretty warm, that's a problem. And that was my only issue. Now, it could have been that at the time of day I was taking the shower that they were running low on hot water, because it was probably the same time of day that the staff is doing a lot of laundry. I found that to be an issue in smaller hotels. But all in all, it was fantastically comfortable. It was brilliantly clean. And if you're ever staying in Durand, Wisconsin, or near that, or Plum City, I highly recommend the Cobblestone Inn. Why you would ever be there, I do not know, but there it is. Okay, so here's something else I figured out on this trip. You may, if you listened to the last episode, you may know that I have a new phone. I'm using a Google Fi. It's a Project Fi phone, Fi. It's made by Google, and it's supposed to pull from the Sprint tower or the T-Mobile tower, whichever one's better, or use a Wi-Fi signal if you're connected to Wi-Fi. And I have to say that I was led to believe that this would work a lot better than it has for me so far. I assumed, it says it will connect to predetermined Wi-Fi connections that Google's, determined to be safe and useful. Well, I haven't found any of those. And I checked my settings and made sure that it was all set up right, and it is. And I got, like, on this road trip, there was huge periods of time where I wasn't getting any service at all. And I still have my Republic Wireless phone with me, and it's still on the same plan until the 12th. Today's the 10th. And then it's going to back off to just being a Wi-Fi phone. But this Google Fi phone wasn't even getting roaming service in areas where my Republic Wireless was at least getting roaming cellular service, and sometimes roaming data service. Now, I don't get a whole lot of roaming data. I think it's only a couple hundred megabytes at the most. But what I found was that my Republic Wireless phone, which is on the Sprint backbone, got better service than my Google Fi phone, which is supposed to be on the Sprint backbone and the T-Mobile backbone, if I'm not mistaken. There was a situation where I would find that my Republic Wireless phone was getting emails a few minutes before my Google Fi phone was, but then that situation reversed itself. Just yesterday, I noticed that I was getting emails on my Google Fi phone here at home a few minutes before I would get them on my Republic wireless phone. So I think that has something to do with the ordering on my Wi-Fi router. But I don't know, because I'm not really a techno nerd. I'm probably speaking above my pay grade. Bottom line is this, guys. Maybe if you live in a, maybe if I lived in Chicago, like proper, and like when I'm at home and when I'm around here, I don't have any problems with the phone. It gets perfect service, but I am on the road in remote areas enough that the idea of not having cellular service, because there was two venues where I didn't have any cellular service. In fact, I was taking credit card payments on my phone without any service. I had to wait till I got back to the hotel and connected to the Wi-Fi to make sure that the card even got charged. But credit to Squarespace, and shout out to Squarespace, not Squarespace, Square Reader, Square. Squarespace is a website builder that I don't use. Square is a credit card processing application. So shout out to them both, whatever. I do use the Square Reader. If you take mobile payments, it's probably the number one. May not be the best, but it's the most used. And I love it. Works perfectly. And this was the first time I'd ever taken offline payments, and I didn't have any problems. So shout out to Square. Bottom line, though, guys, I'm getting rid of my Google Fi phone. It's already on sale, or up for auction on eBay. The problem is, I love the phone. It's got a fingerprint reader, so instead of entering in a code, you just put your finger over the fingerprint reader, and it lets you in. It's got a great camera. The processor isn't as good as I'd like. I don't know if it's because it doesn't have enough RAM, but it seems to bog down. Like in Snapchat or in other apps where the camera is being used, the camera seems to work fine. But if there's a sec or Instagram or whatever, and if you want to follow me on Snapchat, I just got the app. I mean, I've had it for a long time, but I think I'm just figuring out how to use it. So I reinstalled it, and you can follow me at Just Because JustBcoz on Snapchat. But this phone, I just don't think it has the processing power. So I'm getting rid of the Google Nexus 5X. It's a fine phone. It's thin. I like the shape of it, but I think I'm into a better quality phone right now. So the plan is to get from the Motorola website, I think I'm going to purchase the Moto X Pure Edition. It has a 21 megapixel camera, which is going to be the best camera the highest resolution camera I'll have ever owned. And I love taking pictures if you know anything about me. And it's slightly more expensive. It's only $50 more than this Google Nexus X 5X, and it seems to be a much better phone. It doesn't have the fingerprint sensor, which I'm a little bit disappointed in, but it's a little bit bigger too. That's probably the number one thing I like about this 5X is it's slim. It's like the size of a iPhone Plus, maybe a little bit smaller than the Plus, but it's a fine phone. It's just not for me. And here's the other trick. I'm still going to keep Republic Wireless. My mom's on Republic Wireless and she doesn't have any complaints. My son's on Republic Wireless. He wants a data plan, but I don't think he's in seventh grade. He doesn't need data outside of Wi-Fi. And he would use it all up. You know, if I got him 5 gigs, he would use that up in the first week. He would just go outside and watch videos. I mean, he watches a lot of TV on his phone. Doesn't watch a lot of TV on the TV. So, not really worth it. Better for him to have that Wi-Fi experience and not be totally sucked into his phone. I like him having that limitation. And it's $10 a month. And my mom doesn't need data, so she gets the $10 a month plan too. And I'll probably switch my Republic Wireless phone to the $10 a month plan in the interim. For now, I'm going to sell this Google Fi phone. I'm going to save a little bit of money. And once I get the money in from the sale of this Google Fi phone, it should pretty much replace the cost. And I'll buy the Moto X Pure Edition from the Motorola website where you get to build your own phone. If you know anything about me, you know I'm a big fan of Motorola, an American technology company. And it's a lot of fun to build all the color features for your phone. And I'll order that. And then I'm going to join Verizon, guys. It's more expensive, the most expensive, But here's the trick. I was on the road with Steve Sabo for about 40 hours, and he was on his phone the entire time. Didn't, I mean, there might have been like maybe 2 or 3 minutes where he didn't have a signal or couldn't get fast data to connect to his games and his online stuff. And that was the lesson. For a long time, I thought I'd be willing to pay the least for the least. But really, what it boils down to is I don't have to pay the most for the most, but I would like to pay the least for the most, if that makes any sense. I think I can get a $60 Verizon plan that'll basically cover what I've been paying $25 for. The problem is, I have a lot of complaints from other people that they can't hear me on the phone when I'm on the road, or it breaks up a lot. I feel like I press the phone against my ear really hard sometimes, because it's just a choppy signal. So this is just another test. If I feel like the call quality on Verizon is not that much better or not worth the extra money, I'm not going to sign a contract. I'm going to go no contract with them, and I'll ditch them too. And I'll just go back to the cheapest, the least for the least, because, I don't know if there is, I don't know if there's a perfect answer for cellular sound. But if you ask other people, everybody's got a cellular company that they hate. It's almost like politics. It's like you're either a Verizon, a Sprint, T-Mobile, or AT&T person, and there's a good chance if you're one of those people solidly, there's another company that you explicitly hate and you think is trying to ruin the country. Okay, maybe I took that one too far. I hope if you're not into cellular phones, you skipped ahead of that part. Well, what else do I have to talk about today? It's been an interesting week. I'm getting ready to go to Ohio tomorrow to do my first weekend at the Liberty Funny Bone in Liberty Township. It's a palatial club. I helped build it this summer. You may have heard me talk about that. I'll be with Rob Little. He's a very funny guy. And this is going to be Valentine's Day weekend, which is, historically a huge weekend for comedy clubs. And I'm hoping we can get some sellout crowds because this place is going to be like a theater when it's full. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very interesting weekend. They party pretty hard down there, and I'm going to try to resist that urge with all my might. And I've been working out again, feeling much better. It's hard to work out on the road, especially in these smaller towns where there's no workout facility. You got to do like a Swerkit workout in the hotel room. And if you're sharing a room with somebody, then that's just weird, right? That's not cool. But I got a whole bunch of new material. I'm going to try and do that explicitly because as an MC, you typically just do 10 to 15 minutes. And then I come home for 3 weeks as I prepare to move to Columbus, Ohio, close on the condo on the 7th. And I'm going to paint that, me and Jay Snyder. And you get in there and like gangbusters, try to paint it and maybe do some flooring. And get out of there and move in and be in Columbus, moving back to Ohio. And I'm excited about that. The part that I'm not excited about is the 3 weeks that I'm off to do that, because that's more time than I need to pack this place up. And we're having movers come in anyway to take care of it. So I don't know what I'm going to do for that 3 weeks. I'm trying to pick up some gigs. I might be in Toledo the first week of March. I haven't confirmed that yet, but right now that calendar's open. So if you want to book me now. Let's do some shout outs. Bam. Oh yeah, there it is. Boss Bass. That's the song, or that's the group. Love for Everyone Everywhere. That's the song. Let's do some shout outs. MyFitnessPal people. Thank you for all your support, guys. I just logged a 2.1 pound loss this week, and I'm feeling good. So let's start it off. Butterfly Lady 86, thank you so much for all of your support. I hope you are doing better. You have been a huge inspiration, and I feel like I hear from you every day. So thank you for your continued support. JDC021, he's a 49-year-old man, and this is a great story, guys. Started using MyFitnessPal to help him get off of his blood pressure medication. He has been successful. He has lost 23 pounds. He continues to use it. He looks sharp. Love the smile, brother. Keep it going. Fresita, 214. How you doing, mommy? Listen, I've been researching your profile here, and I want to see some pictures of you. I hear your story, and I hear what you're saying, but it's time for that butterfly to come out of her cocoon. Let us see. You can get this down. I have faith in you. Thank you for your support. I'm not even sure how to pronounce this one, but I'm going to say it's a Halawaka 1. Okay, but it's Aholowka 1, Valencia, California, on a journey to find the best version of herself. She's got two kids, lost 27 pounds. Keep it up. You know, this is never an easy game, but it's about the journey. You know what I mean? It's about the journey, not the arrival. This is going to be the best part. What happens when you arrive? I assume that means you've died. Thank you for your support. Bayshore 98, 35-year-old male from Beach Park, Illinois. That's my neighbor. We talked a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, I'm going to be moving, but lives in a very nice area here in Illinois. Keep up the hard work, brother. Super hockey mom. What can I say about you? Her inspiration, abs. She wants to be in the shape she was in 10 years ago, and I just love her profile pictures. So keep up the hard work. Thank you for all your support. I hope you're having a great Wednesday. Lstrat 115. Super cutie. And super motivational. And super funny. So I'm going to read you this quote that she posted online this week. It's a backwards motivational quote. And here it is. Remember, no one can make you feel inferior if you correct their grammar loudly in social settings. Also, you miss 100% of the Jaeger shots you don't take on the way to an infant's baptism. It doesn't get much better than that, folks. Indy strong. Hope to see you soon. Thank you for your support. T-Mac24. She's a medic. She needs to be fit. And I just hope that if I ever need mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from a first responder, that they have your eyes. I don't care if it's a man or a woman or a transgender person. Those eyes are amazing. Like an angel. I'm sure people have told you that before. Thank you for your support. Love to be me one. Thank you for your shoulder rehab. How did you know my shoulder was hurt? Did I mention that last week? I don't know, but I want to say thank you for sending that to me, because I did read it and it was a PDF, and I feel like I need to print it out and make a poster of it on my wall. Thank you for your support. Thank you. Pumpkin 1216. I want to say congratulations on your recent victory in the back pay department. There's nothing better than getting money that's owed to you, and the stress of not knowing whether or not you're going to get it is one of the most back-breaking stresses you can ever experience. The most prolific creative time I've ever had in my entire life was the 14 weeks I spent on unemployment once. I created 4 businesses. So good luck to you, Pumpkin, and thank you for your support. And last but not least, the last person to make a comment on the page before I started recording was Blazing Brunette. As usual, she is a butterfly emerging. Thank you for all your support. I'm looking down your line and I see that you are 170 days in a row strong. Keep up the good work. It's all about staying in the zone. We'll go real quick down the people that only stop to like it, and we'll do this as fast as we can because I'm going to miss some of you. Power Kick Chick, Steffi Howell 88, 7TW Girl, Smaller JoJo 2015, Lady Poet, Nicole Darling 00, BB Fisher, Rowdy Girl 69. That's an interesting name. I wonder what that means. Viking 48. Thank you, sir. Run for Fitness 12. Dre 222. JKYBM1. Thank you so much. You've been with me since day one. Thank you for all of your support. You're an MFPer to the extreme. Okay, that was a lot of fun. I love doing the shout outs. It's probably my favorite part of the show, probably because it gets me in a good mood. Whatever I'm lacking before that starts seems to be fulfilled by the time I'm done. I want to give another shout out to my latest friends. These are just the people showing up to join me on my journey as I join them on theirs. We have Stacy YMCA underscore 89, Melissa Patrick, Alia Devon 16, Heidi O, what is it? Heidi O 2, Renee's Journey, To Be Fit, and I Fanning 4206. Thank you for joining me as I join you on MyFitnessPal, which is my favorite social media site, guys. If you're not on it, even if you don't work out, it works in so many different ways. It's almost like watching, like if you watch CrossFit games on ESPN in the summertime, it makes you want to work out. You see these people going after it, and it makes you want to work out. And this is just a much more positive experience for me than what I experience on Facebook on a daily basis. There's really no political rants. There's no stop creeping on me. There's really just, it's much more, it's for those people, like the people that are posting on Facebook about how they checked in at the gym. You should stop. You should start doing it on MyFitnessPal. Nobody wants to hear about it on Facebook, but on MyFitnessPal, that's all we want to hear about. So join us. And join us on our journey, and we will join you. What else do we want to talk about today, guys? I had this one note that I wrote down because I had a great road trip this week with a guy who's been a huge influence in my comedy career, not just because he takes me on the road with him, but because he also books a lot of shows. And I can honestly say I don't always get along with Steve Sabo. It's not about us not getting along. We don't always agree. I'd say we might agree on the facts, but on the conclusions and what they mean, almost always some difference. But we're also very different types of people. But despite that, he still works me and works with me. And it gives me great advice and lets me know when I'm doing well. And we had a great run this week, and that's nice. And what I feel like he does a great example of is how I try to live my life, not just since I've been in comedy, but even before when I was in restaurant and childcare, and I've had over 40 jobs, so there's really no reason to go into all of those, but it's the way people behave at work. And I think it's the way they behave in their lives, and I think it's... it might be fear-based or freedom-based. I don't know exactly what it is. But the policy that I've always had when it comes to careers or talents or anything that it is I'm doing is that I have a leave-the-door-open policy. Now, you may have heard of an open-door policy, which is something completely different. Open-door policy is like, my door is always open. You can come in and talk to me. That's not really me. I don't want to talk to everybody that I've worked with, and I don't necessarily think that everybody that I've worked with has a valid opinion about how to run the business. And I think that's kind of what an open door policy is. Now, I'm not a totalitarian dictator either. I'm just saying I don't believe in the open door policy. I believe in a leave the door open policy, which basically means that once I have access to some new level of enlightenment or opportunity, that I will leave the door open for other people to come in the same way that I did. I will show you how to get in. I will give you a roadmap, directions to the building, whatever it is, metaphorically speaking. I'm not going to shut the door behind me. And I feel like a lot of people feel like they have to shut the door behind them for any number of reasons. Because I don't shut the door behind me, I can't really speak on why people do it. But I have a sneaky suspicion it has something to do with fear or scarcity. The belief that if I leave the door open, then I won't be the only one here, and therefore my opportunities will be limited. At least that's how I see it in comedy. But you could also see it in like a restaurant situation where somebody becomes a manager and then doesn't train anybody below them to also become a manager. And that's what I did when I was in the restaurant. Was once I got promoted to a new position, I started trying to train my replacement or figure out who my replacement was going to be, because As you're working up the chain of command in a restaurant, you start at the least desirable job. You know what I mean? And if you can teach the skill to somebody else, then you actually have a full understanding of the skill. I did the same thing in comedy. Once I started emceeing, I started trying to find other people that I thought would make good MCs based on what I had learned from getting in the door. And some people may agree with that, and some people may not agree with that type of policy, but it's not a matter of me teaching anybody anything. It's just a matter of me showing you the path that I took. I don't feel like there needs to be any secrets. I once got scolded by a comedian for discussing what I pay for my merchandise with another comedian. And to me, that's no big secret. If you're in the t-shirt business, you're in the t-shirt business, and the price you pay for your t-shirts and how you want to receive them and get them, there's 1,000 different ways. There's as many different ways to start selling a t-shirt as there are people selling t-shirts. So I don't feel like there's any secrets in that business, but I do think that some people just have a real sense of proprietary secrecy when it comes to the ins and outs of their career. And I don't. Only a certain number of people are ever going to be very successful at doing comedy or the entertainment in general, and probably four times as many people are going to try. And that's the nature of capitalism. A certain number of people have to succeed, and a certain number of people have to fail. It's like a twisted bell curve. But that doesn't mean that you can't assist the people that are destined to fail or the people that are never going to win as much as you. I feel like being able to explain your moves is an important part of chess, and life is like a game of chess. You never know when you're going to be horribly outmatched. Was that a good analogy? A good Forrest Gump slash Searching for Bobby Fischer analogy? I don't know. I think we might be in the weeds here. But I want to thank Steve Sabo from Inside Joke Productions out of Toledo, Ohio, for all of his hard work and for even though being kind of a what am I going to say here? For being the type of person that doesn't agree with a lot of things that are happening in the world, not holding anybody holding it against anybody. For instance, he may not like you as a human being, but he'll still work you at his clubs if he thinks you're a good fit for the show. So most people wouldn't do that. And I think he's impartial to a fault, and that's a beautiful thing. Taking a sip of my raspberry lime flavored seltzer water. It's 0 calories, 0 sodium, 0 carbohydrates. It's 0000. It's just got a little natural flavoring in it. And it's my passion. Sparkling water is my passion. Okay, let's wrap this thing up here, guys. Love your neighbors. Unless your neighbors are jerks, and then pray for them. Unless you're an atheist, and then let your dog shit in their yard. I think that's about all we can do at this point. Vote if that's what you're into. If you're in a caucus area, I hope you're caucusing well. I watched last night. Bernie Sanders is kicking ass, and it looks like that's what it's going to be. It looks like it's going to end up possibly being Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump if they allow Donald Trump through. I could see Donald Trump end up running as a independent, but if you look at it as Donald Trump versus Bernie Sanders, that is truly two opposite spectrums. And I wouldn't even say that Donald Trump represents the most popular spectrum, but boy, would that be a race to have to see Bernie Sanders debate Donald Trump. Would be, I feel like one of them would have a heart attack or a hair attack. I don't know. God, that would be uncomfortable. Guys, if you're in the Ohio area, if you're in the Dayton area, if you're in the Cincinnati area, I'll be at the Liberty Funny Bone this weekend. And then I have a huge gap of time off. But if you're in the Dayton area and you want to go out, go see Jeff Dye with my good friend Chris Allen at the Dayton Funny Bone this weekend. Or come down to the Liberty Funny Bone and see me and Rob Little. And I don't know who else is in the area, but that's the only ones I'm really worried about. at this moment. You might catch me tomorrow night at Wiley's at the Secret Show, late, coming in late. May or may not be there. It's a pretty awesome show run by my friend Dan Seabury at the Wiley's Comedy Club, managed by Aaron Evans, another good friend of mine who's been on the podcast. It's only Wednesday, guys, and I thought it was Thursday, and I'm going to drop this episode as soon as I get done recording it. So I hope you're having a good week. I hope your February is looking fantastic. Get all your tax information in early. The longer you wait, the longer it takes to get your money. I have to get my taxes straightened out yet, and hopefully the weeks I'm off, I'll become an adult, start taking care of my shit. Probably not. Until then, we'll have another podcast this week, hopefully, with Chris Allen, and another story time with Jay Snyder. But until then, I hope this tides you over, guys. Thank you for all of your support. If you like the podcast, tell a friend, like it, follow, comment. It's available on iTunes, it's available on Stitcher, and it's available at my website, CosbyComedy.com. However you get it, I hope you enjoy it. Send me more feedback. Thank you for all of the feedback. It's going a long way. Apologies on the sound quality of last week's episode. I hope this one's much better. Now, before I get out of here, guys, I have one last announcement. I am officially done with my facial reconstruction surgery. Now, that sounds way more severe than it actually was, but as many of you know, I took quite a tumble this summer and chipped some of my teeth. If you're a regular listener or if you know me well, you may have heard a slight difference in my speaking pattern or the sound that I'm making. I have a minor lisp as I'm getting used to my new teeth. Yay! Thank you. No need to applaud. I have to thank my dentist, Dr. Gordon, here in Evanston for doing a fantastic job. I'm not going to post any pictures, guys, but let's just say that my whole life, I had relatively good teeth. I had what I would call starting JV teeth. Like, if my teeth were in high school, they were starters on the JV team. You know, and let's be honest, we all know that probably the average American only has JV benchwarmer teeth. You know, if you don't have access to good dental care and didn't have braces or good genetics, you probably just have average JV teeth. You might get in the game, second, third string JV. And then you have the people that have the starting varsity teeth. That's like my dentist. His teeth were definitely starting varsity. Now, that probably came from dental work and having a father as a dentist and being a dentist. But it was painfully clear to me that this guy had amazing teeth. Well, I fell on my face after passing out from being dehydrated and low blood pressure, and go back and listen to the episode, falling down on my face, if you need all the details. But chipped some teeth, three teeth, and had those reconstructed, root canaled, rehabbed. The roots didn't die, they stayed, and now I have the teeth repaired cosmetically. And I don't want to brag, but he did a fantastic job. And I think I can even say that I've upgraded my teeth from starting JV to second string varsity. Okay, all right. Now, some people will be like, oh, well, you were using performance enhancing drugs. And yeah, well, whatever. They don't test in this league. So if what it is performance based, and you guys don't narc me out, I've got a better smile than I've ever had. In fact, I used to do a pretty ridiculous smile for photos, but now I think I might just do the model smile with the showing off the pearlies. Fantastic. I highly recommend, if you're not happy with your teeth, pass out, fall face first on the concrete. Don't let your knees catch you or your hands. Just hit your face smack down, damage all those teeth up. And 6 months later, you too could finally have teeth that are second string varsity. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Devil on my
as it sounds.